it over to our chairperson, Ms. Klein. One, please be reminded to keep your microphone muted unless you are speaking. And also be conscious that it's tough to have conversation back and forth in this virtual format. So just be respectful of one another and try not to talk over each other. On March 12th, 2020, Governor Carney issued a declaration of a state of emergency for the state of Delaware due to a public health threat. The state of emergency allows all public meetings of executive branch public bodies, including the CSAC, to be conducted electronically, either by means of telephone conference call or video conference call. This CSAC meeting is open to the public electronically only. This was reflected on the state's public meeting calendar. Thank you. With that, I turn it over to Ms. Klein.
Thank you, Leroy. Good morning, everyone. My name is Kim Klein. I serve as the Associate Secretary of Operations Support for the Department of Education and Chair of the Charter School Accountability Committee, also known as CSAC. This is the final meeting of CSAC for the major modification application submitted by Early College High School. Early College High School has applied for a modification to its charter to change grade configuration from grades 9 through 12 to include grades 7 and 8. Increase its enrollment by a total of, Leroy, I do not have that number, unfortunately. Increase its enrollment by a total of? By 200 students, an increase of 47%. Change locations, alter the name of the school. The proposed modifications would begin on July 1, 2022. The initial CSAC report was issued on February 6th, and the school submitted a timely response to that report. The initial public hearing was held on February 16th. The purpose of today's meeting is for CSAC to continue its review of the major modification application with the applicant, review any areas of concern through a discussion with the applicant, and issue its recommendation on the application. This discussion and recommendation will be outlined in a final report to be issued following this meeting no later than April 2nd. I now ask Mr. Travers to call attendance for each voting member, non-voting member, and staff to CSAC.
Thank you. Ms. Klein? I know you're here. Ted Moline?
Here. Yes, hi. Good morning. I'm here.
Thank you. Brian Moore?
Good morning.
James Pennewell?
Here.
Gregory Fulkerson?
Good morning, here.
April McCray?
Good morning, here.
Joyce Leatherberry?
Good morning, here.
Tiffany Green?
Good morning, here.
Tierra Fair? Casey Reves?
Good morning, here.
Chuck Taylor?
Good morning, here.
Thank you. Mr. Saylor is a voting member. However, he is not able to be with us today. Non-voting members, Mr. Lofink?
Good morning, present.
Ms. Massett?
Good morning!
And staff to CSAC, John Carwell?
Good morning, everyone. I'm here.
Rafa Hosian.
Good morning, everyone.
Alicia Balsarak.
Good morning, I'm here.
Brooke Hughes.
Good morning, I'm present.
And Daryl Parsons.
Here, present. Good morning.
I now ask the representatives from the charter school to introduce themselves.
I'm Dr. Marche Horton. I am the president of the board of directors for the Early College High School.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Evelyn Edney, the proud principal at the Early College High School at Delaware State University.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. McCants. I'm the assistant principal at Early College.
And good morning, everyone. My name is Dara Savage. I'm the English 9 teacher and instructional coach at the Early College High School.
Okay, thank you. In the initial report, CSAC requested the following information: revised embedded assessment prompts for grade 7 and 8 in ELA. Examples of what these prompts could look like will be included in the full report below. Revised scope and sequence documents addressing gaps in Springboard to demonstrate alignment to the CCSS for mathematics, including the content and math practice standards and the instructional shifts for math. Confirmation of membership in CCCD or social studies curriculum alignment documents, scope and sequence documents and units of instruction, visual and performing arts scope and sequence documents, a description of how high school standards will be aligned within middle school and how they will be vertically, how they will vertically articulate to the high school program and onward to college course availability. Provide data related to the interest in a middle school program, a structure of what the mentoring program will look like, including a description of how new teachers will be paired. Are there any additional questions or comments regarding the items submitted by the school in their response?
Good morning. I can begin. Thank you, everyone, for submitting the additional documents that were requested from the initial CSAC meeting. The Education Associates and Curriculum Instruction Professional Development Work Group reviewed these documents in the following areas: ELA, math, social studies, and the visual and performing arts. So in ELA, the documents that you submitted all met expectations. You revised your culminating writing activities and the embedded assessments and for the middle school grades to reflect all the criteria. In math, you provided a revised scope and sequence for the 7th and 8th grade level mathematics courses, providing more time for teachers to cover major work for the grade as identified in ed reports. Therefore, all the evidence that you submitted met expectations for alignment. In social studies, you submitted a signed MOU with the Social Studies Coalition, and this evidence meets the expectation for alignment. In the visual and performing arts, you submitted both scope and sequence and standards documents, but as separate documents, and it is recommended, just moving forward, that the standards be integrated into the scope and sequence documents to see how students are learning through the standards. The use of ICANN statements as offered on the Delaware Art Standards website can assist you in this process as you help students understand the standards and how they are being assessed. Other than that, the visual performing arts document met expectations. And that is it. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
I have a couple of things I'd like to say regarding the acceleration plan that you submitted with your follow-up. So the first thing I want to say is that this does not necessarily create a problem as far as your desire to open a 7-8 school, because the requirements for a 7-8 school in the state of Delaware is that students in 7th and 8th grade meet the 7th and 8th grade standards. So your acceleration program is expecting that students would meet high school standards. But I do have some things that I'd like to suggest in terms of your acceleration programming. I notice in the plan that you've submitted that your discussion is talking about gap analyses and working with essential knowledge for your students. And there are some concerns that I have with that because, you know, as I've read through your plan, I was seeing a little bit of a lack of some of the things that I'd like to see there. So this planning for vertical alignment for an acceleration program requires a really strong theoretical understanding of learning progressions and cognitive development in each of the content areas, all of them, in order to determine those key overlaps in development. Both developmental and academic scaffolding in order to allow for acceleration within any of those content areas without creating any dissonance or misconceptions on the part of the students especially in the areas of mathematics and science. Those are the areas where it's not always just about content and being able to do the skills, but recognizing that there's a certain amount of abstraction that is involved in what the students are doing, and recognizing the cognitive maturity levels of where the students are, and not just that ability to plug and chug, if you will. So it's not always about knowledge being the issue, as it is the cognition and the cognitive maturity that students have in order to maneuver strategically through that abstraction and to connect disparate content in a coherent way. So as I read through your planning that was there, I didn't necessarily see that was part of the planning in terms of looking at learning progressions and recognizing how to connect those learning progressions and to look for overlap analysis. I saw that there was discussion of gap analysis, which is actually not what you're looking for when you're doing something like this for an acceleration program. You're actually looking for overlap analysis of elemental concepts that can be taught in greater detail or with more abstraction for students. So my suggestion is that the school would benefit from partnership and collaboration both with the Department of Education and your researchers right there at the school that are working in that deep theoretical space to help work you through this process, as opposed to just working with the teachers that are in your school to think about how to quickly move through the content that they have in their curriculum in order to move students quickly toward high school content. Again, this doesn't mean that I would say that you aren't ready to have a middle school program. It's just that I really feel that in developing your acceleration program, you would strongly benefit from partnership and collaboration with some others to make that a strong program for your students.
Thank you, April. Any other additional questions or comments regarding the items submitted?
Sorry. Good morning, Tiffany Green. Good morning. I did receive the documents for the structuring of the mentoring program. Thank you very much for that. It was great to be able to see the way you planned for it and how you've laid it out. I just want to make a couple of things, make sure we have clarification on a few things. One, I think, Dr. Edney, you serve as the site coordinator right now. If that is going to continue for next year, I would highly recommend making sure you attend the April 21st meeting that we have, just because there's going to be some changes going on as far as the lead mentor training and things like that. So I want to make sure you guys are aware of that, so that as the new lead mentors come on, we make sure we get them, involved in that training. And then the only other thing that I saw was one of the pairings was for a lead nurse, and there is a different program for nurses. So we want to make sure that your nurse is receiving the program that is led by Pat Gilday, who contracts with us at DOE. So that's as simple as we can just kind of meet up and have a simple communication on that. But thank you for submitting the documents.
Good morning. This is Casey Areves. I have a question regarding the data that was provided showing interest for the middle school program. So I did see that there was interest in the program and that there was a lot of positive responses, but there were also negative responses included for people who did not support it. And I wanted to see how you are addressing or how you were planning on addressing some of the comments that were included for the non-support.
We actually have held a few meetings in our PTSA meetings and just some community meetings to be able to do a Q&A with the principal. So I was able to answer people's questions directly. Also had meetings with student leadership as well, just because we wanted to make sure we were pretty transparent with the students and to get their feedback on it and to be able to address a lot of the concerns. Some of them were really, you know, the ones I saw looking at the themes were, you know, you want to make sure you have everything going for the high school before you bring in the middle school. Or they questioned having the maturity of middle school students being with a high school program like that. So I was able to kind of meet with people and talk through that. And we're going to be forming some subcommittees with PTSA parents and with the student leadership to be able to kind of work through that in this next year that we'll be planning as well.
Thank you. Yes, I'm glad to see that those were some of the comments, and that just making sure that you were reaching out about the individual responses and just trying to find out what the issues were and make sure that they were being followed up on. So thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Okay. Hearing none, are there any further questions regarding the application that require discussion? Okay. Hearing none, is there a motion to approve or not approve the recommendation of the major modification application for Early College High School with or without conditions?
I make a motion to approve the application for Early College High School without any conditions.
Do we have a second?
Second.
I have a second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of the major modification application for Early College High School. I'll ask Mr. Travers to call roll for a vote on that motion.
Thank you. Ms. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Moline?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yay.
Mr. Pennywell?
Yes.
Mr. Fulkerson?
Yes.
Ms. McCray?
Yes.
Ms. Leatherberry?
Yes.
Ms. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Saylor? Disregard. Ms. Fair? Ms. Reves?
Yes.
And Mr. Taylor?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Great, thank you. Please note that the CSAC's vote today is a recommendation to the Secretary of Education on the application. On or before April 2nd, CSAC will issue a final report, which will include the recommendation on the major modification application. The public comment period will end on April 9th. The Secretary of Education will announce her decision at the April 22nd State Board of Education meeting and ask the State Board for assent. Are there any questions regarding next steps? Hearing none, we are now adjourned. Thank you very much for your time.
Congratulations, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
And thank you.
Thank you, everyone.